So as we start our meditative experience and we make our transition from week one to week two of the meditation challenge, we'll start off with just coming back to that essential pattern of breathing. So either from your seated or lying position, you just work into a three-step breathing pattern. Purak, your inhalation, drawing the breath in through the nasal passages. And then create that space, that kumbhak, that retention of breath, and you hold that for a little bit, just a little bit. And then rechak, let the air out, exhale. And then repeat that cycle. And there's ratios involved. You can slow down each of the limbs of the breath, the inhalation, the exhale, the retention, the exhale. And slowly try and work towards getting the exhalation being twice as long as the inhalation. And you can have the retention of breath the same as the inhalation. So you inhale the count of one or one length, retain it for that same amount, and exhale out twice as long. And I'll just give you some time to work through that pattern. So that breath is just that opening sequence of meditation, and ultimately it gets sustained through on. And as the breath, we become more conscious of our breathing, the more inherent or the more intrinsic it becomes to our natural way of living and meditating. So just let the breath flow in its natural manner. Just as we have hands and feet, limbs and trunk and torso and backside, all different aspects of our physical body, we have different aspects to the mental body as well. But those are less delineated, but nonetheless quite essential. One aspect of mind identified by the yogis is the citta. And it's the movie screen of the mind. That surface that we place all our images on. If someone asks you what you were doing last week, you'll create an image in your mind of where you were and what you did. And that image is so important. And ultimately, those collection of images have a big impact on our status of mind, our quality of mind. When we dream, we're seeing those images. When we think, ultimately, in our conscious life, we should have very strict control over what comes into the mind and what image is projected. And just as a side point, advertisers know this well. They're constantly projecting images at you. The goal of the yogini and yogini is to have very pure image in mind. So that's a little bit of the philosophy and practical science of the citta, of how that affects us in day-to-day life. Whether you know the term or not, it's happening underneath. So here we're going to just work with that movie screen of the mind, that citta. And we're going to use each limb of the breath, those three limbs of purak, that purak inhalation, that kumbhak retention of breath, and rechak, that exhalation. Use those as brush strokes to create a very pristine, pure image in the mind. Generally speaking, it's going to be some type of natural image. A waterfall, a lake, stars, something that appeals to you, flowers. And just use brush strokes to create very pristine image in mind. And at first, you may be the witness, the observer of that image, and ultimately, you're going to transcend mind to become the essence of that image, where there's no difference, there's no gap. So just use that as a place to move towards. And ultimately, whatever attracted you to that image, whether it be beauty or love or sincerity or truth or whatever it was that struck you, that you just imbibe that within the mind, and you can kind of let the image start to slip away and just hold into the intrinsic quality or nature or essence of that. Until ultimately you become the beautiful embodiment of those qualities. And just carry on in your meditative experience.